talk about Parkville. We're talking about Summer Prep Podcast. Oh, Park. Welcome, hello, and welcome, and hello to Two Chunks and a Hunk.
Hello.
My name's Jordan. It's a summer prep day.
Prepping.
With us.
I hope you're preparing for summer, because my name's Doge, and today's punchline is, because they habanero.
How come these archers are able to puncture the apple?
Yeah, that was great.
How come the archers are able to puncture the apple?
That's very like Hank Azaria,
yeah.
The birdcage.
That's yes, probably where I'm going.
That.
The soup is the main course.
Yeah.
You forgot the shrimps. Why'd the peppers have a bow? Why do they need a bow? Why do the peppers need a bow?
When you habanero, you need a bow. Why are peppers the best at archery?
What's his face from No Country for Old Men?
Yeah.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah. Anton Segur. Yeah, that was specifically Anton. Yeah.
So good. Say that again for us, Doge.
Why are peppers the best at archery?
Yeah.
Because they
habanero.
Habanero.
Welcome again for the first time.
I'm Carter and. Go Stars, honestly.
Yeah.
Worth saying.
And I know the context of why. It's because they did so good.
They're big and bright.
Big and bright.
At night,
dude.
They're big and bright at night
stars
in the heart
bright,
of
night.
Texas.
That, just while we're on things sounding like things, that sounded like you were Mark Summers doing an Unwrapped episode about the song Deep in the Heart of Texas.
I think we could, there's a lot to be gained by incorporating that kind of cadence into our podcast.
Yeah.
I think if we just have that tone of voice, then we can probably do a good show.
Yeah. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Of Texas.
Did you guys watch Unwrapped as kids, like when you were younger?
I did not.
Dude, it's Mark Summers from Double Dare 3000 on Food Network doing these little mini 30-minute documentaries just about like how things... It's basically like how it's made, but for food specifically.
Oh, you know I was a How It's Made boy.
And so... Right, but that's not what we're talking about, Doge. We're talking about Unwrapped with Mark Summers from Double Dare 3000 on Food Network.
I was under the impression that this show was similar to How It's Made.
And he... Please straight, it'll just be like a little mini doc where it's like, and that's how the cinnamon Pop Tarts do it.
Mm.
And it's
like
just
name brand stuff.
It'll be like the Cheez-Its Factory or like State Fair Corn Dogs or Pop Tarts, or this is where they make Jolly Ranchers. Like it would just into the factories.
Can I bring you an update from the front lines, from the trenches of Pop Tart innovation?
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, I think
they
I know where
an
you're
ice
going.
Cream sandwich.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Have
you had
Pop-Tarts
one?
Pop-Tarts did an ice cream sandwich. We got the fudge one. Changed my dessert forecast
for
the next week.
Wow. Can I throw out a Pop-Tart, I think a hot take, I think? Cinnamon brown sugar is okay.
It is.
It's a lot of people's
favorite Pop-Tart. So.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
What's your favorite, strawberry?
It's dry and grainy. I really like the... I don't even know if they still do it.
I think
it.
That grain texture is the cinnamon.
The wild berry, it was like purple and green. I don't know if they still do it anymore.
Yeah.
But that one was really good. I do like the strawberry one quite a bit.
Do y'all remember the Monsters Incorporated promotional Pop-Tarts that they did?
Yeah. No.
There was one that was like a blue
like
with
Sully.
Purple sprinkles like Sully.
Yeah.
Oh,
delicious.
Fun. Have y'all had the cherry Pop-Tarts?
No.
I have.
Banger.
Maybe in my life. Have had 7 Pop-Tarts.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
What did you eat?
Toast a strudel.
How did you have enough energy for a kickball?
I was
or
cereal.
Even run mile.
How run
or perhaps
how
jump a rope.
Jump a rope, much less climb rope.
How did you fitness gram pacer test?
Without Pop-Tarts.
How did you crunch or push up?
Yeah, I I don't know, man. I think brown sugar cinnamon is just okay, and I think it sounds like the worst flavor for an ice cream sandwich.
The fudge Pop-Tart is not my favorite. I don't tend to enjoy a fudge Pop-Tart sans ice cream. But
fudge Pop-Tart? Are you talking about?
It's like a dark, like a chocolate.
It's got chocolate sprinkles. Fudge.
Chocolate and chocolate.
No, it's just chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It's got the little like white sprinkle bits on it.
Oh, yeah. But a fudge Pop-Tart, chocolate ice cream, fudge Pop-Tart.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that for sure.
Actually, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to get a clean take of it so you really hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. I think frosted chocolate chip could make a good ice cream sandwich. Yep.
I still think the blueberry, like the classic blueberry or strawberry, would be a great ice cream
strawberry
sandwich.
Strawberry with the ice cream sounds pretty fantastic to me.
Do y'all toast your Pop-Tarts, or are they just raw boys?
Depends.
Like, do you cook them?
You know?
Either way, when you have more than
E. coli.
I do have about one Pop-Tart a year at this point. So, I mean, I'm not like all over Pop-Tarts or anything, but.
Right.
When I have more than seven Pop-Tarts across 3 decades of my life on average. So I don't feel a lot of pressure to make sure I'm cooking it right or not cooking it. Yeah. I just kind of go wherever the wind takes.
Just go right after it.
Go after it.
All right.
Just go after it. How do I want to pop my tart today? You know?
I do like a Pop-Tart though. I want to be clear. I enjoy a Pop-Tart.
I love a Pop-Tart.
Do you ever have like your algorithm on TikTok or Instagram end up being just a bunch of videos of people trying to pop tarts? You ever see that?
Yeah, they've only got $20 in their pocket though.
Yeah. Just tart popping, like the close in, like getting the little tools and like tart popping.
I guess I'll go on the record and say no.
Yeah. It's also perfect for you to get the sleep out of your eye when you're saying that.
I'll be the brave one. I'll be the brave one and say no.
I'll get up there and
not
say
so much.
Never.
Not
no.
Really something I'm probably familiar never, huh? with.
I've probably never done that. I've probably never done that. Never done that before. Guys, on our Discord recently, our good friends, our good community over there said ultimately they kind of missed us talking about movies, which I get. We did that for, are we in year 8 of Two Chunks and a Hunk?
I believe we are ending year 7.
Okay. Ending year 7. A show that we have had, a recurring series that we have had, even through the dark ages of COVID.
Sorry, I want to be clear before we move on to talk about this part. Discord's not my dad, dude. So they don't get to tell me what to do. And our decision to talk about a movie has nothing to do with their opinions.
We're doing this because we want to. And then we saw their opinion. We're like, that's good because that's what you're going to get.
Right, so exactly. don't think that just because you talk to us and we like you and we're friends that we care about what you think. So don't even start to do what I want to do.
And if you like it, that's good for you and it does nothing for me.
Nothing for me.
If you hate it, that's your problem and it does nothing for me.
No effect.
And that's on truth.
That's on truth.
That's on pop truth. You know?
That's on tart. Pop tart. Is that why we brought it up? That's so clever.
Oh, yeah. Because that phrase.
Yep.
Starting that's next on pop.
Because we always say that.
Because that phrase we always say, that's why we brought it up.
That's a phrase all the time. Starting next week. We'll be having 4 weeks of Dadder Day Afternoon. Starting end of May, all the way up until a couple days after Father's Day. Dadder Day Afternoon is, if y'all haven't caught any of those of you that are listening, it's worth going back. Actually, that could be fun for you if you've got a little road trip. I know the summer is starting for several of you. We've got a handful of people that work in education. So you're kind of like, you know, just getting the checks. And
you're kind of like big nerds, you know?
Big nerds, dude.
You kind of like love school and homework so much. You're like, what if I did it for money instead of grades?
Kind of gross.
Geeks, they're just in it for, they used to be in it for the love of the game.
Kind of lame.
Now they're in it for a paycheck.
Now it's just for a paycheck.
Gross.
It's gone.
You guys used to teach children for fun.
Dadder Day Afternoon is an excuse for us to watch, like, we're talking like hard action movie. This is like of course, we've had our Mission Impossible series. We've had our Fast and Furious series. We're talking about Mount Rushmore types, the Arnies of the world, the Slys. Let's get in there and let's get gritty. We've done only things like Rambo. This is where we did Predator. This is where we did, I believe, Aliens.
And
we're getting back into that vibe. And what I have for these guys, and you're gonna, listener, you're not gonna be alone today in hearing these movies for the first time. Our lineup, my two co-hosts will as well. Do y'all have any guesses based off of the very minimal description?
I definitely for sure know one of them because of what you said about the scene with the baby. I absolutely know one of them
for sure, and I think that's gonna be what ends the whole series for us. But I have the order for us today. And so I wanted to have a theme of, and perhaps on this episode too, we can name, it's usually Saturday afternoon colon. You kind of have to have a colon for this kind of movie.
Let us get some guesses in.
It's that energy. Yeah. You want some guesses?
Yeah. Give us those hints again. Let us guess in real time. I think that's good.
Okay. I'll track those down. But I've got four movies for y'all.
Yeah.
And the overall theme here is, we've said Saturday afternoon before, and there's been some assumptions, and it's been blatant in some movies and some not, that these are actual dads in here. There's some kind of dad or parent involved. Yeah. But for this one specifically, we're either fighting for our children because someone has taken them. We're fighting for our parents because someone has taken them permanently from this plane of existence. They've been killed.
Yeah.
And then again, that famous scene. Jordan, you want to go ahead and give a guess for what that famous scene, maybe?
Yeah, not much of a guess, but it is shoot him up with, what's it, Clive Owen, is that his name?
That's a great guess. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Wait, really?
That sounds made up.
It is not, because that movie is ripping off the original To Do That.
No way.
And that original one is the one that we're going to watch. But yes, that shoot him up movie that ended up being like it's Paul Giamatti was exciting. Like the bad guy, right? It's basically like Bugs Bunny and, Elmer Fudd situation. Yeah, that's a wild movie. It's a great movie. So, where do I have this? Okay, so two movies in which a hero is fighting to save their child. One in which heroes, plural, are fighting to avenge their parents. And then one of the most iconic action scenes of all time, centered on a hero holding a baby through a 3-minute shootout. So that very movie is what I think will be the last movie that we do for Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
And, Gun Fu, which is something that we love. That's a big John Wick thing.
Yes.
The last time we did, I believe it was the last time we did Saturday afternoon, we did Face Off. So we're dipping back into the John Woo of it all. So the last movie that we'll do in this series is the 1992. This is when the world said, specifically America was like, hey, will you come make a movie over here? Will you come do something over here? Hard Boiled. Okay, Tough as Nails cop teams up with an undercover agent to shut down a sinister mobster and his crew.
Okay.
I have never seen this.
This is Baby?
This is there's supposedly a hospital scene in this movie in which our lead is carrying and protecting a baby for three. This is Chow Yun-fat, who's been in a lot of John Woo stuff, big-time action star. It looks incredible. So Hard Boiled.
Sounds pretty cool.
And that time frame too, like early 90s. You know, we've done stuff like, what was the Wesley Snipes, Sly Stallone movie?
Demolition Man.
Like, oh my God. So Hard Boiled is how we're going to wrap that up. But let me tell you about this first one.
That sounds fun.
The first movie, I wanted us to be able to do some international, because I think international action has been such a hit for us and something that we love so much on this podcast. But then anytime we do Saturday afternoon, we've got to have the classics. I need at least two of the gentlemen that are known for this kind of thing. Sylvester Stallone is going to kick us off for us in a movie called Over the Top. Have y'all heard of this movie?
No.
Tough trucker Lincoln Hawk, this is Sylvester Stallone, is determined to win back his son and triumph at the World Arm Wrestling Championships.
Oh my God.
I got to win back my son. I got triumphs.
He's wrestling to be the champion arm wrestling, but also to get custody of his son.
I got arm wrestle for my boy.
Amazing.
That was a little Vin Diesel.
A little bit.
I got arm wrestle for my boy. Put your arm up on the table and see what you're made of.
There we go. That's it.
That's it.
Get your arm up here. Let me see what you're made of, huh?
That's it. Just like too much tongue. Tongue over too big the top. For mouth.
Yeah. Just you got to spread that thing out.
Put your arm up here on the table.
Did
This is crazy, man. 5.8 out of 10, 90-minute runtime.
Yeah, 32% I'm into that.
On Rotten Tomatoes. This is everything I'm looking for.
This is it, guys. 1987 hit.
Oh man, I'm stoked about this.
Yeah, so this will be what we're watching this week to get ready to start things off.
Good.
Wow. The poster is epic. Great. I saw the it's really
fantastic.
And it's there's also a Mack truck in the poster, like a semi truck, and behind him is flying, I believe, an eagle, perhaps. Go birds.
Like a silver.
And we got to get that big old fist out there,
chrome maybe,
with the elbow. I'm sure wrapped because you don't want to get that elbow like rubbing on that table. You know, the fact that the main action will be centered around just two guys. Arm wrestling. Arm facing off.
Can I tell you that I bet there's less than a total of 2 minutes of arm wrestling in this movie and the rest is almost just fights?
Sure. Yeah.
Some fight for money. Some fight for glory. He's fighting for his son's love.
Love? So he's trying to like earn the affection of his son.
Yeah. It's because I think the movie probably starts with them being like, Dad, I will only love you if you're good at arm wrestling.
Dude, I hope when it says determined to win back his son, it means that his son's new stepdad beat him in arm wrestling and his son was like, I'm going with stepdad now. And
I hope it's like the end of Air Bud.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I can get.
Yeah.
Arm wrestling is his tapioca pudding.
What year did this come out? 1987. So maybe 87? He's putting down like Tetris on Game Boy instead of tapioca pudding. Maybe he's putting down like Super Mario Brothers for the Super Nintendo.
So that could be that's it. How we'll kick things off. Incredibly excited for that. Of course, one of my favorite characters of all time. This was of all of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. This was like the one we just haven't done. That is one of his most iconic. But Commando will be the week after that, 1985. Retired Special Forces Colonel tries to save his daughter, who is abducted by his former subordinate.
Yeah.
Layers here, friends.
Yeah. This is the one. This is the movie where we get this image of him with the giant rocket launcher that you see everywhere. Yeah.
He's just an action figure in this movie.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's always kind of just an action figure. I love it.
Yeah.
But he's kind of always just an action
figure. I think this is the one because they stole his
dog. His character's name is John Matrix.
John Matrix, dude. John Matrix.
That's so cool.
Oh my God. That's an amazing name.
Lincoln John Hawk and Matrix. John Matrix. Yeah. Over in Hard Boiled, our main character's name is Tequila.
God, that's great.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's just too good. I've developed a particular set of skills. I will find you. I will kill you. Guys, perhaps the one I'm most excited for. If you remember on one of our most recent Saturday afternoons, we took a trip to the Kumite.
We did.
You remember this?
I remember.
With our good friend Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yep.
Have you heard of the movie Double Impact?
I've heard of it.
Twin brothers are separated when their parents are murdered by a 25 but 25 years later they reunite in order to avenge their parents' death. The twins are played by Jean-Claude Van Damme and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh my God.
The twins, I don't know if did y'all
Sinners
hear that?
Who? Forget Sinners.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about
this is what I want.
I don't know if you heard about the twins are played by Jean-Claude Van Damme and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
4.4 out of 5, 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not a bad movie. Wow.
Well, Lo Yang is back, too.
33% or the 4.4 out of 5?
84% liked this movie. 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb. Getting some mixed messages.
Bolo is back. Bolo is the guy that, the actor's name that played the dude that we loved from, what is the Kumite? What is that movie called?
Bloodsport.
My God. Forgive me.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah. What's his character's
Carter,
name?
Carter, I am Chong so Lee. Excited about these.
Yeah.
It's Chong Li in Bloodsport.
Jean-Claude.
Yeah. Straight up, this could have only been Double Impact and we watch it 4 times and I think I would have been equally excited about this series.
Man, I love this
So
stuff.
I think we're going to learn a lot. I think we're going to learn a lot about
ourselves, probably.
Those parental relationships. It's like, what are we... I hope by the end of this week, we can say, what are we willing to do? You know?
Based on this poster for Double Impact, it looks like one of these twins led a drastically different life than the other one. It seems really like they might have gone down two different paths.
How exciting is that?
In their life.
I think it's a loose retelling of The Parent Trap.
That has to be
exciting.
I hope so. I really hope that's what it is. And there's going to be a twin moment brothers. Where they're like, do you ever like to spread peanut butter on an Oreo?
Did y'all see the tag?
We must find out we like to spread peanut butter on an Oreo.
Jean-Claude, I have to pierce your ear because mine and Pierce.
Mine
we
and
have to have both
the
pierce ears.
My grandfather's going to understand it.
He's going to understand. Oh my
grandfather's going to know.
Twin brothers, torn apart by violence, on a mission of revenge. One packs a punch, one packs a piece. Together, they deliver.
Does that mean his dong, dude?
His gun, dude, not his dong, dude.
One's a regular guy, and the other's got a hog.
The poster is so good because at the top it says Double Van Damme and at the bottom it says Double Impact.
Yeah, I would have led with that. I probably wouldn't have read that log line. Just Double Van Damme.
Double Van Damme is crazy. I can't stop thinking about Parent Trap, but with Jean Van Damme, and it's killing me, dude. All of these. I think I've cracked it, by the way. If you guys want to do a Jean-Claude Van Damme, I think it's...
Yeah, can you teach me?
French... but you have to pretend it's a French person who has never heard language spoken, has only read it before. So doesn't understand emphasis and where syllables hit. So it, instead of like how a normal person talks, it's just sort of like the syllables all just happen.
Yeah.
Out of his mouth. But then it's also French.
Seems easy enough.
Yeah.
I'm too French.
Too French. Too
French. Don't say things like escargot.
No.
Don't say things like Eiffel Tower.
No. Who would say? Twin brothers are separated when their parents are murdered. No, that's too
pretty
French.
Good.
I keep
still
going
a little too French.
Lumiere, dude. I'm trying.
Well, I mean, it's a little Lumiere. It's a little Frenchy.
What is it? Brussels. He's not from France. He's from Brussels. So it's sort of like of like French German together.
Y'all,
I guess.
Are y'all up to date with what they're doing with sprouts over there? Crazy.
I like them when they're crispy. But yeah, I guess it's more German, Frenchy, whatever. But
I was wondering, they're building a Sprouts in Oak Cliff.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, why does he care to know about
the
community right now?
Such a strange
Not everything's
time to bring
about
it
Oak
now.
Cliff. There's other cities.
There's other cities.
My favorite city, Oak Cliff.
We need to name. Do we have. Are y'all inspired by a name here? Saturday afternoon, we've got colon and then what? Like, what are we going to call this? What do we say? You know? Imogen Heap over here, man. What, you know? What'd you say about it?
Dad to the Bone is speaking to me.
I like Dad to the Bone. I think there's something good about replacing a word with dad that you get that rhyming pun that is always great to me.
Yeah, it feels good.
Totally dadical.
That's not bad.
That feels like that would only work if we had a skateboarding dad or like a submarine dad.
If we were doing like Point Break.
Like dadical or it's dad, like it's nautical, but it's dadical.
I don't love
like
that gnarly, one as much.
You know,
no, it's good actually. If you think about submarine dad, all of our favorite movies, submarine dad, that would be great if we
Hunt
were doing
Red
submarine
October.
Dad for this. Yeah. Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine. Yeah. 10,000 Leagues.
And The Incredible Mr. Limpet. And there's our series.
Incredible Mr. Limpet.
What is a fish? What is a fish? What is Don Knotts as a fish if not a living submarine?
Wow. Think about it. Fish are just submarines with faces.
I think fish is end result of submarine. Submarine technology sufficiently advanced, indistinguishable from a fish.
Well.
No, I will be taking no questions.
Well.
I just wish we could.
Dad's all, folks.
Got father.
Dad's all, folks.
Father was just so funny to me.
We did Rad Dadattitude one time already, didn't
Rad
we?
Dadattitude. Rad Dadattitude, yeah.
Rad Dadattitude, yeah.
Dad to the Bone is great.
Dad, I like Dad to the Bone.
Dad to the Bone feels good. Parental Dadvisory.
Parental Dadvisory is so funny. You're saying parent and dad together.
Right. Yeah.
That's great.
We could do like harder, better, dad or father. And like a Daft Punk kind
it's
of vibe.
It's a little sweaty.
Hey, welcome to it, dude. They father. Always are.
It's just a little sweaty. Yeah, my sweaty accusation, though, is even with a sliding scale of where our baseline normally is what I'd say.
It's sweaty for sweaty.
Yeah, it's a long walk for almost not even a drink.
Welcome to it. I got a brand to maintain, dude. I don't know what you want me to do. You change up my whole vibe all of a sudden?
If we had the time and energy to still make like trailers and stuff like we used to make back when we were younger and dumber, then making our own version of harder, better, dad or father would be pretty great. That would be pretty awesome.
Could only get you father.
I was thinking the full Daft Punk version, like the one that
Oh yeah, of course. I don't know why I came in and did the featuring. Pop pop. Just pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Guns. I'm pop, assuming pop. That there's guns in all of them. I know that Over the Top is very much about arm wrestling. There's got to be guns, right?
There's going to be guns.
These guns.
Were there, whoa.
Those guns right there.
Put those whoa, ones. Dude. Put those away. Were there guns in the Kumite?
I can't. Were there guns? No, there weren't guns in the Kumite.
So maybe there's not that's always cheating. Guns. I think it's
when you got a hand-to-hand weapon like Jean-Claude, you know you don't need it.
Maybe there's not always guns. There's not guns in the Karate
Kid. We're
going
to see.
That's true.
The martial arts movie.
I bet on the same. Do you think they're going to have them, the twins, on the same screen together, or is it going to be the back?
Hardly ever.
Hey, I think two times.
Yeah, hardly
two times in the whole movie they will be on the screen together.
I
think they will be in separate cities talking to each other on the phone.
Do you think in Double Impact they can do the super splits together? But like they can just
foot
they're
to
laying
foot.
They're laying flat. No, I'm saying they're laying flat on the ground and using each other's legs for like the leverage.
Like yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like they can wall touch foot, buttholes, basically. Foot wall.
that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, that's not where I was.
They're in a hallway, so they can just get their arms up and then just like make sure that they can push all the way out.
That's sort of a different place than
Hollywood's
where I
too,
was.
Hollywood's
it,
too afraid, dude.
They're scared.
They're too afraid.
They're scared.
They're scared of the power.
They're too scared.
Let us behind the wheel. Let us behind the wheel. We could do it.
Give me the rock, Hollywood. Give me the rock.
I'm afraid to do it. Pass me the auxiliary, Hollywood.
See,
I'm not afraid.
I was thinking wall, foot, wall. Do you get what I'm saying? Wall, foot.
I love that.
Foot,
yeah.
Wall.
Yeah, they take out a line of like eight bad guys by just clotheslining them with their four legs.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Butthole to butthole's better though, for sure. Let's, with that imagery is emblazoned on our brains, let's go to shout announcements.
Shout announcements.
Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's the part of the show where we give shout outs and make announcements.
The give, deep falsetto.
Yeah, they call
is an interesting
it's a truth setto.
Oh, wow.
It's all the way down.
Wow. See, I've been trying to get you to delete your truth setto account, but you're like, no, I need it. It's where I get my news.
It's where I talk about Hillary's emails. I think that truth setto is just a Miss Piggy impression. It's like low. Hey, this is random. But have y'all seen
what
the
about
clips?
Her emails?
Have y'all seen the clips of the show the live show that happened in LA last week of a bunch of comedians doing a live stage reading of a Muppets movie.
Yeah.
Nina West from Drag Race was Miss Piggy. I can't remember the actor's name. He plays Kevin in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was Kermit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had Vic Michaelis was there. Ross, excuse me. Can't remember Ross's last name right now. From I love Dropout,
Vic so much.
Does all the scenes like this? Paul Shear, Paul F. Tompkins. These are just off the top of my head. There's so many people, and they all have two a Pauls. Role assigned. And yeah, two Pauls.
Two Pauls.
And they're doing a stage, a reading of a Muppet movie. I can't remember which Muppet movie. It might be original, actually.
I think it's the Muppets movie.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Like from the 70s,
got
right?
It.
Yeah.
But man, it is super funny, but mostly it just, I think the Muppets have this weird effect on me where anytime somebody loves the Muppets, I am just filled with joy.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I also love the Muppets. And we're here, we're in the gravitational pull of the Muppets.
Is it,
we can't help but talk about the Muppets.
Is it weird and self-serving to say that I view loving the Muppets as a green flag in somebody? Like it tells me that I like their taste?
No. Mm. I don't think so.
No, that's great. That's great. And it's good to be a green flag because it's not easy being green.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Nice. You know? Very good.
That's how Kermit would say it. The Muppet, the frog one. Yeah.
I've actually never seen the Muppets before. I want to give a shout out to the dads out there. Not all of them. But
let's hear it for the dads.
You know who you are. Shout out to the dads. We've got some movies coming your way designed specifically for you. Curated.
For you. Movies by dads and for dads.
By dads for dads.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if you're a dad out there, carve out some time for you for once.
Hey, yeah.
How about
this one's just for you?
How about you hand the kiddos off to your wife for once?
hey dads, lay that hammer down.
Yeah.
Put that lawnmower up.
Put it up.
You know?
Pour yourself an iced tea and stand in the living room.
Yeah.
For a little
sweaty.
While.
Be sweaty for sure. Wear that 15-year-old shirt and real short shorts. And watch 30 minutes of a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie with commercials.
Put on the swishiest, windbreaker-iest pants you own and a t-shirt from a college you did not attend.
Dad, do me a favor. If you'll look outside, tell me everything that it looks like out there. Does it look like rain? Look like the lawn needs to be mowed? Look like neighbors are back home for vacation? What does it look like? I just want to know.
Yeah.
Could you do me a favor and
give
tell
me a forecast,
me everything
but
that,
just a nowcast?
Everything it's like that not could what's be wrong happen. With my car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Based on nothing.
Based on not much. Yeah.
Wow.
I think we lost the plot.
To the dad.
Watch Dad or Day. Watch these movies and listen to Dad or Day Afternoon with us. Don't listen. We're not going to listen to it. We're going to make it. You listen to it after we make it. The podcast.
You got to do nothing but listen.
Or come to my house, sit right there, and you can listen while we make it.
Yeah, that's true. There's room in here. Room in here. How would you feel?
What if that was a Patreon tier?
Yeah, I was about to say, I think that is the worst possible scenario because you guys are just in my headphones. So like, do you want to come sit in this room with me and listen to 1/3 of a podcast?
Like our wives?
Get a splitter. We can get a headphone splitter.
Oh yeah, field trip style. Great. I mean, this guy, his name's Daniel Powder. He had a bad day. You're going to love it.
When are they going to make it to where multiple Bluetooth headsets can connect to the same device at one time?
If Steve Jobs was still alive, we'd already have it, you know?
Wow.
This is the first I've heard that that's not even a thing. I just assumed it was. It seems so simple, you know? But I'm just a tech guy.
It is possible. I can connect to my Apple Watch and my headphones at the same time. So there's possible to have two Bluetooth connections at once.
That's a Bluetooth. You're sending two Bluetooth connections, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, you're receiving two in your headphones.
Mm-hmm. No.
You receive headphones from watch.
What are you talking about right now? I'm saying my phone can be connected to my watch and my headphones at the same time.
But it's only sending audio to one of those.
Right, but that's not what you said.
Who knows even?
That's a good point. That's
like, who can remember that far back?
I don't know.
I think you should stop judging me based on who I used to be and think about who I am now. And everybody has time to grow and change.
And that's shout announcements.
John Doe has the upper hand.
Do you know what that's from?
Yeah. Seven.
I just, it's so risky to just jump right into a Morgan Freeman. When's the last time y'all just jumped right into a Freeman?
Pretty much never.
I do it.
John Doe has off a hand.
That's a good, like, distressed Freeman.
See,
yeah.
I thought you were doing old-timey baseball announcer.
It was a little old-timey baseball. John Doe has the upper hand, and Babe Ruth.
John Doe winds back with
hits
a bit.
Babe Ruth with a smasher.
A smasher.
In center field.
Smasher. They would never say smasher. It probably would get them taken off the air for being too aggressive.
Babe Ruth with a really good hit.
There it is.
Great hit.
Babe Ruth hit it extra well. Excellent.
Babe Ruth is doing exquisitely at baseball.
In the movie Seven, we knew that John Doe had the upper hand because we finally saw what was in the box.
Yeah.
And the whole time Brad Pitt's like, what's in the box? What's in the box? We know it ends up being Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
The whole movie, dude.
The entire
2.5 hours. It's weird. He's just like,
it's crazy.
What's in the box?
His script was actually just a sticky note. It said, go with it. And then underneath it said, what's in the box, in quotes.
Yeah. That would drive me mad after about 120 minutes, you know? I got to figure it out by the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
What's in the box is an old, it's not even a bit, dude. It's just a,
it's a question.
It's just a
question.
Some
would say it's a question. Wow. Some would say it's the existential wondering of the universe.
Dang. With what's in the box, we're just asking you to get in our box. Slide to our DMs.
Yeah.
And ask us questions, dude. Ask us questions.
What's in the box?
On this
you
podcast.
In our box.
We've got several that we can't just go straight into it.
I don't like it.
We start with a food question.
What's the box? If you had to ask the question, what's the box? What box do you see that you're most excitedly asking what's in the box? And why is it probably a pizza box for all three of us?
Yeah, it's definitely a pizza box.
You see, what's in the box?
What's in that box?
Yeah.
It's really, at that point, what kind is it?
Right.
What's on the box?
What's in that box?
On top of that. Yeah.
Yep.
Angsty Beats Hayden asks us, if you had to put mustard on a taco, what mustard would it be?
I already know the answer. Taco has a fish taco.
Uh-huh.
It's a fried fish taco.
I was thinking
taco,
of this exact thing.
And they just do a straight up yellow mustard on it. Boom. It's fried fish, slaw, yellow mustard, and I think little potato straws, like the little crispy potato straws, and it is phenomenal. So I would.
They have another one with a curry mustard on it. Do they not?
Oh, that's what it is. You're right. It is a curry mustard. Mm.
Delicious.
Yeah. Easy answer. If you had to put mustard on a taco, like I don't already do that.
Yeah. A yellow mustard.
It's not a hypothetical.
Even with like a ground beef taco, it's just you're basically, it's basically if you put enough other things in there that are like a hamburger, it's just a little.
Yeah.
Little hot dog, a little taco hamburger.
Yeah, I actually think there are several mustards that would go pretty well with some different taco accoutrement.
I knew you were going to say it, and I knew you were going to say it like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Maybe I'm a precog.
Possibly.
What am I about to do right now?
Keep doing the podcast. Oh, man. He showed me his tall
dude,
finger.
Dude, I wish I had time to guess. I was going to say flip him off. I'm a precog.
What is it? What calls it the bad mother finger?
Oh, I don't know. That's good. I like that.
You guys keep doing the show. I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
CC Nash, also known as Claude, also known as runs our social media. We love you.
Claude!
If you had to do a road trip with a Muppet, it's funny. We were just talking about that. Who would it be? Who are you road tripping with, man?
Can we say no Kermit? Just take Kermit off the table? Because that's
no Kermit. No Kermit. Kermit's the audience insert. We all feel like we're the Kermit of our lives.
That's fine.
Soundgarden has a CD called Bad Motor Finger, which is good.
That's good. Mm.
But I've heard somebody call it a bad mother finger, and I can't remember.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I'm the Muppets that I choose are a package deal.
What? It said one.
He's gonna go Statler Waldorf.
No, I feel like they would criticize my driving, and it makes me very upset when people criticize my driving.
That is true. I have seen that firsthand. Oh, Gonzo Rizzo, is that your
Gonzo? Yeah, yeah.
That's fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like by the time we arrive, we would have a good plan for a business to start together.
I'll give you two for Gonzo Rizzo. That's fun.
I'm going to say Dr. Teeth.
Give him the ox.
Give him the ox, dude.
Show me some music.
Show me some music. He would be a great, you talking about like road trip singing together, finding the harmonies.
Yep.
It would just be, it would be one of those that the car drives would be so quick.
That would be really great.
And he's just singing with you.
I'm not going to say Miss Piggy, even though I think the answer for funnest road trip partner is actually Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
But that feels like Kermit, like boring, yawn,
boo,
whatever. But like Miss Piggy on a road trip is 10 out of 10, I think. So maybe what I go with, is, oh man, I do think Animal would be a good time.
It would be crazy.
I know. That's crazy. Keep you awake. I can't deal with sleepy passengers if I'm driving.
I don't think I want Animal in the passenger seat.
Why?
Animal is, I feel like Animal would get too into the music and would distract me from my driving. I think I would have like a driving Miss Animal situation. Be like, you can hang like in the back seat, Animal's back there, and that's okay.
Dude.
But front seat is like too much going on.
Miss Daisy has all passion.
Me and Animal in the front seat listening to like Newfound Glory on 98% volume flying down the highway sounds like everything I need in a road trip. I didn't even think about
it. You'll also be absolutely down for anything.
Yes. I didn't even think about that we would groove to the same music too. Yeah. It's Animal for me for sure.
I love that.
I'd show him every song with the drum solo.
If you had to choose an element to bend, which would you choose?
Oh, are we doing the elements, the original elements? Or are we allowed to?
It's up to you, dude. It's our box.
Expand our elements.
This is our box. It's in. This is your box.
Okay. Whatever I say, and now that I've said this, whatever I say, if it's not an original element, I think you guys are going to have a problem with. I just want you to know that's how it's going to go.
I do not care. I'm going to say love.
Carter, the love bender.
Now you have to do, you're always going to be down to do what I want to do.
I mean, air is the coolest, right?
Air is pretty cool, dude.
Air is
what is going to be the really trivial thing that you're using that for?
Getting places quickly.
What's the smallest thing you would use
it for? I need trivial, more trivial
bringing
than
things
that.
To me.
More than that.
Like on... No, I think I'm on the couch and I'm like, oh, I forgot my water. Bing! And like pulling the water to me.
What if you like, you're pulling something out of the oven and you want it to cool down a little bit faster?
Yeah, I think
you don't
take
walk
that
over
first
there,
bite of pizza and the cheese mummifies the roof of your mouth. I think instead you airbend up under the cheese, cool under the hood, the cheese flaps.
That's what I'm looking for. That's great.
Yeah, I like that. Electricity.
Bend it, dude.
What's going to be an electricity bender?
What's the point?
I would save so much money if I just
bend
electricity.
You don't generate it.
Nobody generates it. It exists in the air around us.
So bad.
No.
Yeah, it's still going to be love for me, guys.
Yeah.
No change.
Yeah. No change.
I appreciate
man.
That you heard out our really compelling arguments for air and electricity bending.
Well, there's no winner.
Sticking with love.
There's a winner for me, but that doesn't mean there's just a winner in general. Landon Fisher asks us to answer carefully. And so I'm glad somebody's finally.
Okay.
Never do.
God.
Precursor there.
Wait, was that for all of them? Because I need to go back and change
this.
No,
just for this one. Answer carefully.
Okay.
However hard it may be to answer, what is your single favorite musical artist?
OAT, dude?
Single favorite musical artist. Dang. Careful. Be careful. I can see them being careful right now.
Well, it was in the direction. Being told what to do makes me want to not. So, like, I want to shoot from the hip now.
Yeah.
Because someone told me to be really careful.
Yeah.
What if we could do a silly one and a serious one?
What? What's a silly one?
Would that make you feel better? You could just be like, shoot from the hip?
But I think Jordan would assume that if he shoots from the hip, it's his serious.
It's honest and real.
Yeah. This is so hard.
Yeah,
do I take someone that's influenced my musical taste? Or do I take someone that I know the whole catalog?
Do you pick somebody whose catalog is done? So you're like, I can know, I can see their whole catalog and know. I don't. I'm just saying, does a person do that?
No, I think my problem is I am not really a number one favorite kind of person. I tend to think in clusters either, of like, I have a handful of favorite things, but I don't typically commit to one favorite of anything because I don't know that very many things are always my favorite at all times, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Man, dude.
Sorry, I contain multitudes, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No, don't apologize for that. Can we even answer this? Do we just say we don't answer?
The answer for me is DOS.
I knew it. That I knew that before you knew that.
Warms my heart.
I knew it too. I was just trying to think and make sure that it was
true. That's so special. I love that. We're right at the beginning. I mean, DOS year round, but especially in this season, DOS is great. By the pool.
It's really quite tough. I might have to say Paramore if I'm being honest.
That's good.
I'm not feeling 100% great about saying that for sure, just because there's some other bands that I really love and have loved for, but Paramore has been so consistent for me, not only in terms of how much I like their music, but how good their music has been, that I feel like it might have to be Paramore. I think Hayley Williams is possibly the most talented person on the planet. The coolest voice. And she is a generational rock star. And also their music is like phenomenal. And she has heavily influenced
so many young artists right now.
Yeah. Well, and not many bands go with you through like during the angsty punk days and then the adult alternative days. Mm-hmm. And then they hit me with that 80s throwback when everything was the 1975 when we were in college and I guess out of college, but still early 20s. Yeah. And, they experiment and they're always good. Yeah. It's gotta be Paramore.
Yeah. I think I found an answer
that I'm really happy with. And what helped me discover this is like anytime y'all are sending me music or there's a song that I hear and it sounds like it's got a little bit of him in it, I'm always in. I love it. But I think anytime that I listen to Prince, my body just I can't. It's just so. Yeah, I think it's Prince because I think Prince in general influences all of my favorite kinds of music. I love Prince. That's a great question.
I can see that for you, actually.
I'm proud of us. Thank you.
I think that's a great bullseye.
It's because I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, one of my favorite questions came from Vince, and he simply asks, what gives you the right? And I can tell
it's
you
these
that.
Fancy microphones.
Yeah, for those of you that have never maybe seen the three of us, we're all three white men. Unfortunately, that's privilege is the answer, probably.
Yeah.
And we didn't choose it.
Privilege and audacity.
Yeah.
And then actual audacity.
Yeah.
Audacity, not just the program.
The character trait and also the download, the software.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say it gives us the right, but it certainly gives us the gumption. And that's the problem.
I would say it gives us the responsibility.
Yeah,
honestly,
we must.
Honestly.
We simply
honestly,
must podcast.
We represent an underutilized viewpoint in the world.
Three straight white guys.
About time. Grew up in the church.
We gotta talk about stuff.
We gotta share our thoughts.
This question is inspired by the Spider-Verse films. Phil Hill, our box office world champion. If you were a variant of Spider-Man, what would make your variant distinct?
Ooh. That's a good question.
I think maybe butt flap on my uniform. You know?
Do the webs come out of there?
No. The poop does.
Everything about you is normal Spider-Man. Crazy. You just have a butt flap on your uniform?
He just has buttons on the back of his uniform?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
I have always thought that swinging motion... Like, say I'm eating the pizza that somebody threw to me or that I slung over to myself. That swinging motion is just like the last bit of toothpaste in the tube. I feel like it is just boom. It's just pulling everything down.
Centrifugal
force. And I need
force,
to be
dude.
Able to just
yep.
open that bad boy up, dude.
That's pretty
Can
much
you imagine you don't like pigeon poop? Like you're just driving.
Spider-Man.
Thanks, Spider-Man. Thanks, Spider-Man.
That's good.
I think my Spider-Man would get paid.
Ooh, it's his job.
I love that.
In
yeah,
what's distinct about you is that
that you have a 401k. That yeah, you've got like the back. It's not a spider on the back. It's a QR code, so people can Venmo you after you save them.
Y'all are telling such funny jokes, but what I was going to say is paid in New York street vendor food. So time I save somebody, I'd be like, come with me, walk over here. We are going to go ahead and get a falafel. Thank you very much.
So you need the butt flap on your uniform.
I actually poop in real life and don't need butt flaps on my clothes. So I think I'm set.
Yeah. Right. But you're not wearing like a one piece, my guy.
You're not wearing a onesie and you don't have the proportional strength of a human sized spider. Mm. If you did, your poop.
Butthole wouldn't be stronger.
So, your butthole would be stronger, but so would everything that is pre butthole in the digestive system.
But that just makes it proportional. So it's just normal still.
I don't think you know much about how spiders do shits.
I don't think that matters.
I'm actually going to Google that. I'm curious now. I'm really curious.
Hey, can I just say that I'm proud of you for not pretending you already knew?
I thought
yes,
you did.
Spiders do poop. They excrete their waste products, which are primarily...
We knew they pooped.
Okay, their poop is primarily uric acid, and they excrete it through their anus. Spider droppings are typically small, dark colored, and may appear as tiny specks or stains on surfaces where spiders frequent.
Hey,
they are not solid pellets like some other animal droppings, but rather liquid that dries over time. Hey, so maybe pigeon poop was close.
Still don't want to talk about it anymore, I just realized.
My Spider-Man would have no powers, only gadgets.
Oh. So you're Batman.
No.
What makes me distinct is that lost both my parents at a young age to a clown.
My Spider-Man would be in Gotham. He'd wear black.
Got lots of money.
Do gadgets. Lots
of money. Hey, listen. Ears, so tall.
What makes mine distinct is I have a butler who raised me, basically.
And, raised by my butler. Have lots raised of gadgets.
Oof, that's great.
You got a butt flap. Yeah. He got a butler.
Butler. What's the best barbecue in Dallas? Like holistic experience, meat, sides, desserts, ambiance.
Probably, I'm going to go with either Terry Black's or I really like Hutchins.
Yeah, I think Hutchins wins it for me.
Isn't it Heim?
Heim is so good.
Yeah, okay. I like Heim a lot.
Those I'm such a Pecan three. Lodge fan.
I love
which
Pecan
is right
Lodge
down the street from Terry Black's. So to be honest, just go to Deep Ellum.
Yeah, go to Deep Ellum. Pecan Lodge is probably in my top five. And if we're talking a little cheaper but still good, I really like Lockhart's.
Yeah, right over in Bishop.
Can't go wrong with Lockhart.
Anytime they're serving it on the butcher paper, I would say in terms of
it's not the best, but as far as budget,
overall experience, it's great. Good sides. Mm-hmm. I think really any barbecue place has amazing sides. I mean, I don't even think it makes the list if it doesn't. I can't imagine a barbecue place that doesn't have good sides.
I really like Dickies.
They certainly exist.
Dickies is fine.
Spring Creek.
Started in Dallas.
I don't like.
Is that right?
Dickies started in Dallas?
Yeah. It did.
Is it going to leave soon?
We got two more. Three more. Well, first, four more. What's your favorite color? Mine's green.
Blue.
Probably black.
Black.
Well, okay, yeah, you do love. Yeah, you do love
Paramore.
I really do like food. Blue and purple quite a bit. I like all the colors of bruises, I guess.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. What's your favorite franchise of all time? Favorite franchise of all time?
McDonald's.
Franchise of all time?
I would say the Philadelphia Eagles.
What? I think they probably mean movies.
They do. What's tough is when you say franchise, I have to take it collectively. So I can't.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to say Lord of the Rings because the hobbits are boo-boo. And this whole Hunt for Gollum thing I wish would just not happen. I hope it doesn't happen, but it's going to happen. I think because of the ride it took me on, maybe Fast and Furious is actually my favorite franchise of all time. I will go to the theater no matter what for all of these. It is such a wild grab bag of I don't know if it's going to disappoint me or it's going to help me through spiritually like the next 3 weeks.
Like, but just if it disappoints me, it's also not that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, who cares? Right. Move on with my life.
Like there's very clearly a cliffhanger at the last Fast and Furious that we saw, but it's been, 2 years since that happened?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't think I care if it starts and we're just like, oh, Dom got away from the waterfall.
The dam
now
broke.
We're going on a new adventure.
Now what happens? Yeah.
Maybe Oceans for me?
The song?
Yeah. No, Oceans, you know, 11, 12, the Oceans,
13. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Are you even doing Ocean's, like eight?
Ocean nine?
Nine.
Eight. Oh, I didn't see eight.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe I can't say it if I haven't seen it.
Right. I think you have to have seen all of them and like all of them.
TBH, the John Wick movies, maybe? Oh, Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah, Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I think it's Mission Impossible for me.
Shout out to John Wick. We'll be seeing that soon.
John Wick is a good pull.
Wick is great. I think Wick is well done.
Oh, man, that's hard. I think I'm going to say Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy.
Is that a franchise or is that a trilogy, though? You know what I mean? If you have to specify that, if you can't just say the thing.
Yeah.
Well, can you, like, could you say Batman or could you say, like, The Dark Knight?
See, The Dark Knight's not a franchise.
Well, is Batman a franchise?
More than, no, I don't think so. I think you can't apply that word to these, but, like, I would say, like, Marvel's a franchise.
Yeah.
And DC's does that include, a franchise.
Does, when you say that, does that include all of, like, Marvel going back to, like, the...
Who knows?
The I think Captain America TV movies? Goodness gracious. Well, this is hard, boys. That.
Maybe you would call it, like, MCU would be a franchise. Yeah. Would be better.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's a series.
That's great. That's great.
Well, it's a franchise because of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and El Camino.
That's true.
Consistently, extremely high quality.
Yeah.
Final question here. Really, it's for me, but obviously we can all engage in this cover. That's just how things work.
Yeah. That's between, what the podcast usually is.
This is from Carter. Between Doge and Jordan, who would get a higher grade in Carter's class? I guess you can engage in this. It's all of us. Who would get a higher grade? Doge seems to think himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine.
I'm not answering yet. I'm interested to hear why Doge thinks himself.
Grade,
do we just want to say general class? Do we want to hear a list of like classes that I teach or do we want to just pick one and say who makes the better grade there?
I actually want you to say which of us would be your star pupil, which would be the one where you're like, man, I'm glad they're in my class again this semester.
I mean, how often were y'all in class? Are y'all showing up?
Depends on the class.
Okay. This is so wild because we're so intimately connected that it's hard for me to imagine just having you kiddos and not knowing you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think we were destined to enjoy each other's company no matter what. So my hope is I've got high retention levels and y'all try and make it to my class as much as possible. I know you're both very bright, very good students, great communicators.
I wouldn't say I'm a good student. That's where I tricked you. Wouldn't say I'm a very good student.
I wasn't a very good student either.
I was a great student.
Doge was a great student.
Who's so I think that's grade? Our answer, right? I'm going to win.
Dude, it's sad. I can smell the desperation. It's sad, man.
Let me just tell you the experiences that I think we would have. And then I'll tell you who's going to get a higher grade.
Sure.
I think what might
happen
is...
we would go get ice cream on a perfect summer day.
I think what might happen is... I'm going to...
Sit by the pond.
We'll go straight to the spoiler. Doge would probably get an A+. Doge is probably a 4.0. He's going to get into the class as much as possible. He's going to get his work done early. I think y'all are both going to be fun contributors to the class.
Can I ask one question?
Ask it.
Do you require cooperation amongst your students?
Yeah. We're always
not his forte.
Splitting up in groups.
Cooperation's not my forte.
You don't like getting to know people or communicating with new people.
I don't feel like that's true at all.
Wow.
Interesting.
It's a kinetic class, meaning like things are different all the time. I think I've said that before.
PE.
But yeah, it's basically like we're going to get out and do stuff to try and get that blood flowing. I think what's going to happen is Doge will definitely be higher in attendance grade.
Oh, first. That's 100%.
So for my students.
I would attend exactly the amount required to not be penalized.
Yes. So I would be missing you 13 times on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class. You would not be there. And that would kind of make me sad.
Right.
What I've had my students do recently is like, just tell me. If you're not going to be there, just tell me. I don't care why. If it's a mental day, you know, mental health day, if you're just tired, if you don't want to, just let me know. Because so much of what we're doing and so much of my prep is making sure that you're there. and knowing how to split these things up with all the stuff that I build. And so I think Jordan would be bombing me out a few times. I think there'd be a times where Jordan would be like, hey man, I don't be able to come in today. I'm like, dude, I talked about last week.
I would not. You would not know. I would not text you.
He wouldn't tell me.
Jordan, I would be on the way up the stairs to your class and be like, nah, today, man.
Not even me. Back. Even the teachers you liked the most, you would do this to.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
Because you're a teacher, dude. You are at the end of the day, if I'm a student and you are a teacher, you and I are sworn enemies. And my goal is to defeat you into giving me a pass.
I don't even know how I got this far.
It's like the fox and the hound. Like, some people are too different to be friends.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked at how willing you were to even consider that I would pass your class based on the strength of my assignments alone.
Sure.
But it would be... I would not be there.
You'd be an electric presenter.
Yeah.
You know, if you were there. Doge, congrats, dude. I'm entering my final grades. A+. Jordan.
Thanks.
B+.
More than enough. More than a B? Yeah. Are you kidding? Dude, I would be thrilled.
Yeah.
A B?
It's also, this is so interesting because there's also like, you know, 9 on the Enneagram kind of thing too. It's like, God, but the kid's got potential.
Yeah.
He's got guts. No, I think that I have always felt that when it comes to grades, I don't care, dude.
I showed.
Yeah, me too.
On the grad level, one of my students was really concerned about their GPA here near the end of the semester. And I went through and all of my grades are logged in the system. And so I showed them semester by semester my GPA, and then they felt a lot better about themselves because I had my first few semesters was like, don't care. Don't give a rip. I'm just here. I saw at a commencement service recently an old friend of mine who was older than me, so probably in their 50s now. And wow, yeah.
Almost dead.
Classmate. I was a freshman in speech class. He was a junior. And he was talking about how he remembered me going up, walking in and just doing the speech and then writing the outline after while it was fresh on my mind. The points I did that I made, stuff like that.
I have a vivid memory of my speech class where Callie and I fell in love with one each other. And our professor wanted us to give an improvised 2-minute speech. And she had everybody roll up balls of paper and they're supposed to throw them at us if we used filler words. And ooh. I got through the full 2 minutes without any filler words. And she told everybody to throw the paper at me anyway. And I got so mad.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, she was horrible, dude. She missed our final. I have to have told the story on the podcast before. But yeah,
absolutely.
She missed our final and I led a revolution. I led our entire speech class over to the communications office. We knocked on the door of our wonderful friend Elise's father and knocked on his door and he came out and we were like, hello. Our professor has not showed up for our final, and we would like to take it and leave, please. Thank you. She still works there, as far as I know. So,
we should send her the podcast.
We should.
We do a 1-hour improvised podcast, and it's probably 80% filler words. You know, like that's like kind of how it is. You know,
that's the questions, dude. The box is closed.
Wow.
That's what was in the box.
Thanks for those box questions, y'all. Appreciate y'all. There's a couple we didn't get to on the podcast. Maybe we'll jump over there in the Discord to answer for you. Lovely.
Lovely. Wow. Don't forget to listen to Datterday Afternoon starting next week. It's going to be, I mean, just spectacular. Spectacular.
Over the top. That's how we started, dude. We're starting already over the top.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. It doesn't really get much better.
I don't think
it does. If you agree, give us a 5-star rating on wherever you're listening to this podcast.
Please.
We like those. They make us feel good.
Or whatever the equivalent of a B is fine with us too.
Yeah, I think that'd be like 3.5, 3.75 stars. Yeah,
I'm comfy with that.
So just round up to a 4, please.
And then from that 4, round it up to a 5.
And if they let you do 10, hey, we like 10.
Hey, can we do some last minute extra credit to get it up to a 5? Is there any sort of last minute? Could it be just
if you've never heard of episodes we missed? We're going to have 3 different actors and actresses. They have 4.
No! Please! No! To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to. Okay, this is great.
each of us say our name and one thing we would not under any circumstances ever put mustard on. Food. Don't say on your Johnson, dude. It's for food only.
Don't say on your Johnson.
Don't say on your Johnson.
Don't say on your Johnson.
Love of my life. For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan. Cereal.
Yeah.
I was going to say cereal.
I'm Doge. Pop Tart.
Pop Tart.
Pop Tart. Pop Tart. What if they made savory Pop Tarts?
That's called
an empanada.
A hot pocket. Yes.
A hot pocket.
I'm Carter and a stranger.
If I don't know you. I did clarify food.
I'm not going to say food
only. I did clarify only
food.
Food
only.
Hey.
Clarice. You can eat people.
That's what Carter always says. Strangers are just food I haven't cooked yet.
All right, fine.
Spaghetti.
Can I say something crazy?
That's a mistake. I think that would be good. I put when I'm making spaghetti.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
When I'm making spaghetti and I'm browning the meat, I put a little bit of ground mustard in there.
You really?
Yeah. That's like a seasoning. If you're making meatballs, if you're making ground beef for spaghetti,
you know what would suck? Like popcorn. Because I'm just imagining it like squeezing mustard on popcorn. How messy that would be.
It would be messy, but I actually kind of think that it would be good. Yellow mustard on popcorn, I actually think would kind of be good.
Yeah.
Wow. Y'all are such mustard boys.
You don't think yellow mustard on popcorn would taste? What if you had chopsticks?
Jello.
To touch it with your fingers.
Ew. Yeah, Jello. Yeah, no Jello.
Okay, so I don't even want Jello anyway.
Yeah, Jello's bad all the time.
I think Jello's kind of gross.
Any kind of chocolate, probably. No mustard.
Yeah. I think I'm out on chocolate probably. With mustard.
But a mole.
But?
Mole, 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 mole.
I can do anything from my phone, book a vacation, order a meal from a 5-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks, but maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at rinse.com. That's R-I-N-S-E.com.